More than 500 people representing housing, civil rights, legal, and public health agencies and organizations from the New England states and New York took part in the two-day conference last week to share information and network. Jamie Williamson, chair of the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination, said conference participants realize it is a critical time in the nation's history for civil rights.
We have become a nation that's torn in two. We're very polarized, and if you look at 1964, that's exactly what was happening then.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 banned all forms of racial discrimination and put an end to institutional segregation at such places as lunch counters, motels, and public transportation. Williamson said discrimination is more covert today.
Take a look at your school systems. We have more segregation happening today than we did in 1968. That should tell you something. As far as we've come in certain areas, we are devoid in other areas. And I think that when you look at segregated housing patterns, the city of Springfield is number one in Latino-white disparity. So we haven't obviously come as far away as we'd like to think we have.
Workshops and panel discussions at the conference covered a number of topics, including civil rights enforcement, race-based disparities in health care, and access to social media.
There's a lot of different conversations that we're all having, and the idea is so that it's across multidisciplinary tracks, so that everyone is getting to know a little bit more about civil rights from a broader perspective as opposed to just the employment, public accommodations, or housing.
Employment discrimination complaints dominate the civil rights work of the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. Most of the complaints are brought on the basis of disabilities, not race. John Fisher of HAP Housing, the region's largest nonprofit developer of affordable housing, said there is still a big problem with housing discrimination.
Prejudice against gay people, prejudice against any number of people who have any sort of rental subsidy. With Section 8, although it's illegal to discriminate based on Section 8, probably half the time anyone who calls with a Section 8 voucher will essentially be discouraged in one way or another.
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, who is in charge of enforcing federal civil rights laws in Massachusetts, said her office recently brought suit against H&R Block, alleging the tax preparer's website is not accessible to many people with disabilities. She said her office is also focusing attention on human trafficking.
So that's an arena that we've done a tremendous amount of outreach to non-governmental agencies, service providers, and we hope that in collaboration with law enforcement partners, district attorney's offices, the attorney general's office, we'll be doing more cases in human trafficking arena as well.
Ortiz, who is the first Hispanic and first woman to serve as U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, reflected on how the Civil Rights Act of 1964 provided opportunities.
And I think that I have certainly benefited from those opportunities that I've had in my past. At the end of the day, though, it's what you do with those opportunities. And I think it has been through hard work and real commitment and dedication to the work that I've done over the course of my career, which is well over 30 years, I am where I am today. And so I benefit from that.
Ortiz said racism remains a problem in the U.S. and more must be done to combat it. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.